The report released by Resources and Conflict Research Group, Global Witness, says that the oil numbers released by the North simply do not add up. The group says it found figures reported by the North do not match the figures reported by the oil companies operating in the South, potentially costing the Southern government significant portions of its annual oil revenue. The Secretary General of the South's ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement, Pagana Moom, told VOA the Southern government has been completely locked out by the North and all of the oil production processes within its territory.
After 4 years of our sole lonely voice, it is confirming that there are serious discrepancies that might mean that the government of Southern Sudan has been cheated for hundreds of millions of dollars. We need transparency, and we are calling for transparency now.
Mr. Amoom said that his party will raise the issue with the National Petroleum Commission to undergo a comprehensive review of the North's accounting methods, as well as Khartoum's relationship with the oil companies. But he said the international community may have to intervene.
And in the end, of course, we may resort to third-party international bodies to audit the petroleum revenues so that the Sudanese people really know how much of it has been used to their benefit.
The Global Witness report found that while figures from northern oil fields, which are not subject to the oil sharing agreement, roughly match those from the oil companies, the number from southern oil fields showed an underreporting of oil production ranging from 9% to 26% on the part of Khartoum. The group notes that just a 10% fudge in the oil numbers would cost the southern government $600 million a year, a sum great enough to cover the budget of multiple state ministries. The South gets 98% of its funds from the oil sharing revenue. China receives 5% of its total supplies from Sudan, while the Japanese also import a significant share from the Horn of Africa nation. The group is calling for the two countries to apply pressure on Khartoum to institute transparent methods of dealing with its southern counterparts. The North and South are co-partners within a coalition national government set up by the 2005 peace deal. The SPLM Secretary General said that the purposeful undercutting of the peace deal by the North is making the forced marriage between the two parties increasingly difficult.
We have problems in implementation because the National Congress is obstructing the full implementation of the CPA, which causes tensions and difficulties in our relationship because this relationship is based on the peace agreement.
Global Witness says inquiries made towards the Khartoum government on the accounting methods for the nation's oil production were left unanswered. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.